Kent Online News.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.
Nicola Everett.
Welcome to the Kent Online Podcast. It's Monday, September the 14th. From today, we can't meet in groups of more than six, either indoors or outdoors, as a new bid is made to prevent the spread of coronavirus. It's called the Rule of Six and was announced by the Prime Minister last week, following a recent rise in cases. While schools and workplaces won't be affected, restaurants and other venues aren't going to be allowed to take large bookings again. Linda Pontiero is the owner of Buenos Aires Nights in Maidstone and Ashford.
It's good that they're doing that instead of choosing to do a lockdown. Obviously, the less that we want is another lockdown. That it will be really bad for the whole economy. So I think what they've done is what they had it to do. We already are doing it anyway. We just take up to six people, the tables. It had been difficult, really, because some people really don't get how is the guidance and what is our position. Obviously, as a business, you need to follow what the government said. You are part of that. I mean, it's not like my own personal opinion on how if I'm agree or not, I have to follow what they say. We have a duty of care with customers. So far, some people try to do them. If they added 12, for example, they want two tables of six, then they ask to be separate, socially distanced. But the problem with that, even if you do that, when they come in inside and you explain all the guidance, when they come, they say, oh, can we shun the tables together? And when we already explain to them what is the situation, obviously, as well, we have a risk assessment that we had to follow. But people just, they don't think the consequence. And that has been very difficult. Sometimes they get aggressive even with the staff. I'm worried about December. I worry about Christmas time. I worry about, yes, November, December. Because at the moment, September, October is fine. Because even if we don't have the big table, we still have the other customers, which is, yeah, table for four, two, and six, which is... That's fine, that's what we normally do. The problem is going to be obviously toward December, which is you have just big tables because of it's companies, it's families, and you don't have too many small tables.
Health bosses, meantime, are warning a spike in coronavirus cases in Kent is likely to continue because children have returned to school. Latest figures show positive tests across the county have risen to their highest level for 2 months, with 178 new ones in just a week. The County Council's Director of Public Health says he expects that number to keep growing. Meantime, a whole year group at a primary school in Aylesford are having to self-isolate after a child tested positive for COVID-19. A year six pupil at Valley Invicta has contracted the virus and a letter's been sent home to parents. And two members of staff at Pizza Express in Tunbridge Wells have tested positive for the virus. They're now self-isolating along with those who came into close contact with them. Elsewhere, the University of Kent is warning students against holding house parties that break new coronavirus rules. It's just a week to go until Freshers' Week and thousands of students are expected to be moving to Canterbury. Deputy Vice-Chancellor Professor Richard Rees has told Kent Online they'll step in to stop people flouting the rules on campus.
The protocols we have are designed to keep everyone safe, staff, students, everyone that is there. In terms of the specifics, we have a local testing site, so we have a COVID testing site on campus, in one of the car parks on campus that's available to all. So that's not only for staff and students, but also the local community as well, to make sure that we have in place plans for if or when an outbreak occurs on campus. It would be foolish for us not to prepare for it, yes, absolutely. I mean, you know, we hope that it won't occur, but, you know, given experiences of universities that have already gone back elsewhere, you know, we know in a number of cases that has happened. So what we're really keen to make sure that we have in place are protocols and procedures that enable the affected individuals to isolate themselves. That's an important part of there, to make sure that we know what's happening and we can protect the rest of the university community.
Some students, no doubt, will be thinking of holding house parties and gatherings. How will these be stopped?
So our security teams are looking at that. We also have student helpers that are well versed in the conditions that are within their local environments to be able to, again, you know, reinforce the messages that we're all in this together. We don't, yeah, as a university, we don't want to police it. Clearly, if there are issues around, you know, people flagrantly flouting the rules, then we will make sure that stops. But it's really trying to make sure that everyone understands the seriousness of the situation that we find ourselves in, and how severe an outbreak could potentially be on campus.
All lectures will be online to maintain social distancing and allow small groups to attend seminars and tutorials.
Kent Online reports.
Two men have been arrested following reports of a sexual assault in Canterbury. Police taped off Church Street, St Paul's, after being called in the early hours of yesterday. A 25 and 28-year-old are being questioned. Visitors, animals and staff have been evacuated from a Kent wildlife park after a suspected wartime bomb was discovered near Hythe. The device, believed to be an unexploded bomb, has been found at Port Lym. Bosses say the relevant authorities have been informed. Police are investigating reports that a child was almost abducted from outside a shop in Chatham. Officers were called to B&M in Medway Street on Saturday morning after someone told them about suspicious behaviour. A former pub in Thanet could be demolished to make way for new homes, a cycle cafe, a micropub. The Sportsman on Sandwich Road in Cliff's End has been closed since 2017. And a photo of a little boy from Kent who became a fundraising hero during lockdown has been chosen for a digital exhibition presented by the Duchess of Cambridge. The portrait of Tony Hudgell from King's Hill is one of 100 images for the Hold Still campaign. The six-year-old raised more than £1 million for Children's Hospital Evelina London, which saved his life when he needed both of his legs amputated.
Kent Online Sport.
Football, it was a disappointing weekend for Gillingham as they lost their first League One match of the season. They were beaten 2-0 by Hull City at Priestfield following an early goal by Keane Lewis Potter and a second late in the game from Josh McGuinness. Jules boss Steve Evans has blamed sloppy errors for the defeat.
They scored a goal early. We're not doing our jobs. And within 90 seconds, we miss a 1-1 to equalise. And I think from there on in to when they score, there's nothing in the game. They're a very good side, they've got good players, they've got a good discipline about themselves. And we don't mark who we should mark at the end. And the boy's an excellent player, he gets the crosses and scores the second goal. And from then on, it's done. But, you know, I don't think there's a lot in it considering they're obviously, you know, £7 or £8 million budget. And it's not about budgets today. They probably were a little bit more clinical than us, or they were more clinical than us, and we paid a price. We're opening 8 or 9 games are particularly tough. You know, these are in the Premier League 3-4 years ago. I don't think that goal showed at any stage. I think when they got the early goal, you're hoping then that we level it very quickly. I think if we get that, we probably go in the ascendancy, but we miss it. But we've got lots of work to do. We're here with 17, 18 players. We've got a lot more to do in that department as well. And a lot of what to do in the training ground, as we found out today. That group's been together for a long time, with 3 or 4 experienced lads that's come in from the Championship. But we need to do much more if we're going to win games.
And Gillingham will host Coventry City in the second round of the Carabao Cup tomorrow night. And England's cricketers have levelled their one-day international series with Australia after a magnificent fight back at Old Trafford. The tourists were bowled out for 207, 24 runs short of their target of 232. Kent Sam Billings only managed 8 runs for England. The deciding contest is on Wednesday. That's it for today, but you can also now subscribe to the IM News app to access all KM Group newspapers. Just head to ilifmediasubs.co.uk.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.